NCAA tournament down to the Sweet 16. Action will resume on Thursday. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about the tournament is our college basketball expert, the former head coach at Oklahoma and TCU, the great Billy Tubbs. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Chuck.
It's Craig and George. Craig and George here on the ticket. Just wondering what you think of the tournament so far.
I'm excited about the tournament, Chuck. Last night I slept in a bed of eels, and one of them did the kindness of burrowing deep inside my bowels, Chuck.
Oh, gosh.
So boyhood dreams do come true.
Well, that's nobody's congratulations, dream. I guess.
Hey, it's been a great tournament, don't you think? It's been some pretty good live action.
I was so surprised that Dayton made it this far in the tournament, Chuck, that I stapled my nuts to the ceiling and sang away in a manger until all the prisoners were released.
Odd reaction, but okay.
Do you know what I found to be the best lubrication for a tractor, Chuck?
What's that?
Mucus. With a little bit of blood.
Oh, my gosh. This is Billy Tubbs with us talking about the NCAA tournament. So who's your favorite from here on out?
Have you also been glued to the television set, Chuck, watching the action?
Yeah, we've watched a lot of it.
I have watched a lot of it, too. I sit and watch the game until the pit bull runs out of peanut butter.
Well, who you got in your Final Four?
I filled out my bracket, Chuck. I originally just put down a bunch of vegetables. But then I thought I should change it. So in my Final Four, I have Homeschool USA, Crispin Glover, a City of Garland garbage truck, and a hot dog dispenser.
That's your Final Four.
Wow.
With a styrofoam cup of unknown pudding taking it all.
Well,
that's a different team.
That would be a Final Five. I'm not sure your bracket's going to work out for you.
I was beaten in 1988, Chuck.
Yes, that's right.
By the Kansas.
By the Kansas, uh-huh.
Danny and the Miracles is what they called that. But I tell you what the real miracle is, that some horse owner hasn't chased me down and shot me in the back.
Gotta be careful.
I once tried to see how many anvils I could fit up my backside, Chuck.
Anvils?
Turns out it was only half of one.
I was going to say, how many is... The answer is usually no more than one.
My rear looked like a boa constrictor trying to swallow a lawnmower.
All right. We're just trying to talk hoop with you, and we really haven't had much insight from you when it comes to college basketball.
I don't fault that little boy for crying, Chuck.
No, we don't either.
I tell you what makes me cry. Getting my nuts ripped off by a zebra. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. All right.
We got nothing.
There you go.